So being in the funeral business, in 1921, we had a race riot here in our town. Tell us about your father during that time.
All I remember was the stories he told about going out, and he'd go out to start to pick up a black man and say, leave him alone, don't pick him up, and so forth. And he'd look for the white people that were hurt and killed, and so forth, so forth. I don't remember too much other than that.
Would they even threaten him? If he picked up
the black person, they would threaten him, yeah.
Do you know what your father did? Did he pick up the black people anyway?
Not after they told him not to. I don't think he did.
Right.
He didn't have that much nerve, I don't think.
So I suppose then a lot of those blacks weren't picked up, and that's what they talk about.
They were picked up later on, but not at that time when the fighting was going on and so forth.
Yeah. 1929 in the nation, it was the Great Depression. You were 10 years old, and also the Dust Bowl days started about that same time, on into the 30s. Do you have recollection then of the Depression?
I do have, and they were very bad times for a lot of people, especially I had a sister living out in West Texas, and we'd go out there occasionally and get in those awful dust storms where you couldn't hardly see to drive. I mean, just terrible trying to drive and get around.
So you couldn't see beyond your nose, as we say?
No, you couldn't. You almost had to stop.
They even talk about clouds of dust entering New York area, and clouds of dust would go that far away. During this time, was there a special funeral plan for families?
They started back in those days what they call a burial association for people. 50 cents a month would cover your whole family. There's 8 or 10 children back in those days. 50 cents a month would entitle them to a $100 funeral. Back in those days, you could get a funeral for $100. So we'd protect the whole family for 50 cents a month, and that went over pretty big back in those days. Dad was one of the first ones to start that and did real well with it for years. I want you to know we still have some of those around.
What do you mean you still have some of those?
Some of those are still in effect.
Still in effect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you mean
their little cards.
People have been paying 50 cents a month down through the years?
Yeah. We've raised it to $1 a month, and then we've raised it to $2 a month, but the ones that's got 50 cents a month are still paying on theirs.
And they're still doing it, and you still honor that price. Because today, what is a funeral running about, average?
$2,500, $3,000, somewhere along in there.
Your father instituted that back in, as we've talked about, the tough times. But those people who didn't have money, did they give you something in lieu of money?
Well, sometimes if they would come in and didn't have anything at all, if they had a farm or had some food or something, would trade out.
Would they bring farm products like chickens and trade?
If they made a deal with you, if they do it, they were very faithful about that.
I suppose it would be tough for your father to turn people away if they needed.
Well, you couldn't hardly turn them away if they had to be buried, you know.
Right.
That plan I told you about a while ago, that burial association plan, went over real big. That included a 100-mile radius of Tulsa. So we'd go out 100 miles around and ride them too. We had a whole lot of those things.
At this time, there must have been some competition. There were other funeral homes in Tulsa?
There was, after they got started on that burial plan. Everybody else got into it too, you know.
So they copied it, didn't they?